Sasquatch mit I'll Be Fine auf Lux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Die Band aus Melbourne spielt heute Abend im schönen Privatclub und jetzt sind die Herrschaften bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über eine professionelle musikalische Ausbildung am Victoria College of Arts in Melbourne. Wir sprechen über ihre Auftritte und Erfahrungen als Straßenmusiker und wir finden heraus, wie wichtig der Vibe in der Band für den Sound der Kapelle ist und wir reden auch noch über vieles mehr mit den Catchy, Aneli und Rob Moinos. Hello!
Hello!
Zwei von mittlerweile 6 Mitgliedern der Band haben es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Hello and welcome to Flux FM, you guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
Cool. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Where have you been, Rob?
I went to Mustafa's Kebabs.
Oh, okay. So you had a day off in Berlin already?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's nice.
Rode the bike, ate the kebab.
Sounds good to me. I mean, those are the things that you have to do, basically, when you're visiting Berlin. But you speak a little bit of German as well, right? Or is it just a fantastisch word?
Fantastisch, klassisch.
Klassisch is all very nice.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yes. No, it's good.
Hammer cool, yeah.
That's good.
Das ist hammer cool.
Das ist ein guter one. I mean, those are good bits and pieces for a conversation with the audience later on. I really think so. They're going to appreciate when you say you're a hammer cool audience or something like that. They're going to love that. So, you've been touring a lot and you've been busy recording album number 3. Sorry, I let it come between us. Your last album, Nosedive, hasn't been released for so long. It's been out for a year or something. So you guys, you seem to be pretty forward when it comes to making music. Are you kind of like workaholics when it comes to writing songs?
As soon as we finish one and we tour it, we just want to make another one.
Yeah.
And
it's my quote of the month, actually. Rainer Werner Fassbinder, the famous director, he once said, as soon as your new movie's in the cinemas, the next movie has to be finished already.
Yeah. To be honest, Sorry I Let It Come Between Us comes out in a month's time, and we're already thinking about the next one and how we're going to do that.
Cool. And what were the differences when you recorded this new album to Nosedive, for example? Have you recorded the new album as a 6-piece already, or did you go into the studio with 9 musicians?
We went into the studio with 9.
Came out with 6.
Kind of, yeah.
Terrible things happened in between.
Yeah. We're the only survivors. But we recorded it in America, which was a first for us, with Dr. Dog in their studio in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, right.
Yeah, so that was really new for us.
And was that an intimidating situation? Because I can really think that if you travel that long way and you do have to pay a lot of money to go to Philadelphia with 9 people, did that put up some pressure, or?
I think that was definitely, for myself, it was a massive pressure of, you're spending so much money and so much time on making something that, and you have in the back of your head, if it's not better than the last one, then, you're sort of wasting your time.
Yeah.
But I think we overcame the pressure and made something really great.
Yeah. I mean, I'll Be Fine is a great first song. It makes me want to listen to the rest already. So tonight's show is going to be presenting some of those new songs already, though, right?
Yeah, probably mostly new songs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good to me. I've read that you guys have met at the Victoria College of Arts in Melbourne, where you all studied music. And right after you finished university, you started busking on the streets of Melbourne. So what went wrong at university? That can't be the goal of studying music at a college of arts. The result to be busking after that, it was not planned, wasn't it?
Well, we started busking while we were at university. Cool. So
not after.
So we would finish class and then we would go down to the middle of Melbourne and all busk and spend all the earnings on beer.
Yeah.
And that was it was more like fun with friends than anything else.
Yeah. But it was the roots for this band, kind of.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. A guy saw us on the street who was a DJ at a soul club and he said, do you want to come play? And then that was our first gig.
And then he invented a record company for you guys, kind of.
Oh yeah, that was another DJ. he owns a vinyl store in Melbourne. It's really popular.
Makes me want to think what I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? There gotta be something. No, that's a cool story about that you kind of like were busking in your first days. And I really think it's a good school, right, for a band. You have to be pretty tight, and you can basically. It's a good way to realize how good your songs are, because when you play a lot of good songs, people might want to stay for a while and watch you. And if your songs are not that good, they'll just pass you by, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go to my job. I'm sorry. You know?
Totally.
So was that a good school for the band, or for maybe even for the compositions of the band?
I think in the beginning we were a band. We were a real party kind of dance band. So busking, you learn very quickly what makes people want to dance. And we used to have massive amounts of people on the street dancing to us. So you learn really quickly how to make people dance fast and make the money.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why if you listen to the first album, you know.
Something that university didn't teach you,
no,
right?
No, they don't. Exactly. They did not. But if the first album is it's all fast tempo dance. And that's why.
Yeah.
So as now, you know, as we stop busking, I guess we lost the cool dance element.
Now you're like, come on, audience, you've paid to see us, and now you have to suffer through the stuff that we've invented for this. No, I mean, the new stuff is definitely danceable as well. I mean, I'll Be Fine makes me want to dance and play guitar, as you've realized. Now, before we talk a bit more, and before we listen to a live performance of yours, let's listen to another song. This is called Hands. Sasquatch nochmal auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie im Privatclub. Wir werden gleich noch mal ein paar Tickets verlosen, nachdem wir diesen Song und eine Live-Performance gehört haben. Sasquatch. Sasquatch mit Hands auf Lux FM. A beautiful ending to that song. Wir haben zwei von der Kapelle, die heute Abend im Privatclub spielt, immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und zwar Rob und Nkichi. Wir werden noch ein bisschen quatschen über ihre Bandgeschichte und werden dann noch eine Live-Performance hören und Tickets verlosen für ihre Show heute Abend. When one's reading interviews with you guys, one does get the impression that being friends is important for the band. There seems to be a special vibe in Sasquatch. So how important do you think is a good vibe within a band for a good result, for a good sound? Do you think that a band made of enemies could make a record that sounds as good as yours?
I think if you hate each other, you can make good records, but I don't think you can play live very good.
Or maybe it's the extremes, right? If you really hardcore hate each other, that might be a good energy for a live show as well.
Yeah, it'd be like passion either way, like you passionately hate each other, or you just really enjoy having fun with all your friends on stage.
I mean, that sounds much better to me, right? I think you can have a better time when you enjoy your time on stage with friends. I've already mentioned it before. You started out as a 9-piece band, which tells us that you have never been in it for the money, because you don't start a 9-piece band.
That's right.
You're in it for the money. That's the stupidest thing. But I mean, the stupidest thing. I say that with the most love that I can put into that sentence, because I respect the fact that there are still bands out there who don't care about the fact that they won't be rich with their music, or won't get rich with their music, because they're doing it for the music and not for the money. I really love that fact. But now you're only 6 people in the band. Did you really have to think about the financial part of touring? Or did the 3 of the other guys concentrate on their other bands, because you all play in other bands as well? What were the reasons for?
It really came down to the new record we made. It had a whole lot less horn section on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where they were playing, you know, maybe 2 or 3 notes a song. And, you know, one, it's sort of not fair to carry them around all the time to play 2 or 3 notes. And a lot of the songs on the album don't have any horns on them.
Yeah.
And then also it became sort of a negative energy having people there that aren't really doing much. Yeah. And it's nothing against them. It's just that's the way the music went. So we all thought it would be best if they weren't there anymore.
Yeah, and I really think it's a good thing for the band and for the possibility of the band surviving the next years, because, I mean, with six people, you can really tour and make a little money, you know, for each member that one member can eventually even take home, you know what I'm saying? But with a band of nine people, you won't come home with any money. You have to spend everything that you've earned on those live shows. So I think it was a wise decision. Do you have plans to return to Germany for more gigs if people don't find time for tonight?
I hope so. We've really loved Berlin, what we've seen of it, and the people we've met so far in the few days that we've been here, it's been great. I really love this city and want to come back.
Cool. I think that I can assure you that the city loves you back. We've been playing your songs for months now.
Oh, thank you.
And there were only positive responses, so you're going to have fun tonight at Privatclub. Let me give away the tickets first, and then we're going to listen to you. To your live performance, if that's okay for you guys.
Sure.
Also, wer heute Abend im Privatclub Sasquatch sehen möchte, aus Melbourne in Australia, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Sasquatch spielen heute Abend im Privatclub und werden dort auch schon tanzbare Kracher von ihrer kommenden Platte Sorry I Let It Come Between Us präsentieren. Das haben sie mir vorhin schon versprochen. Jetzt also eine kleine Live-Performance. Wir hören an dieser Stelle auch einen niegelnagelneuen Song, wenn ich das richtig mitbekommen habe, von Sasquatch. Das werden sie mir jetzt aber auch nochmal kurz selbst erklären. So we're gonna be listening to a brand new song, Rob?
Yeah, it's called Down the Stairs.
Down the
or
Stairs.
Falling Down the Stairs.
No, down the stairs.
It's a pretty new song. Even the band doesn't
we
know.
We don't even know what it is.
Also, hier ist Sasquatch nochmal live auf Flux FM. For Sasquatch aus Melbourne. Thanks again for visiting us.
Thank you.
And as soon as you got the next Berlin gig planned, or as soon as you visit the city as private persons maybe as well, you just come and visit us. You know where we are right now, okay?
Absolutely.
So thank you for visiting. Have great fun at tonight's show. Und ihr da draußen auch viel Spaß bei Sasquatch heute Abend im Privatclub. Ab 20 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.